弟兄姊妹平安。
Peace, brothers and sisters.
感谢主，又把我们聚在一起来敬拜他。
We thank our Lord once again. He gathered us so we can worship Him.
让我们一起来祷告。
Let us pray first.
我们在天上的父，我们感谢你的恩典，你的怜悯。
Our heaven, our Father in heaven, we thank you for your mercy and your grace.
感谢你定下这个圣日，让我们一起来你的殿中敬拜你。
We thank you. You have ordained this holy day that we can come to worship you.
主，就求主你保守我们今天从头到尾的敬拜。
Lord, please keep us during this worship time.
求主你的圣灵运行在我们中间。
Let your Holy Spirit move in us.
让我们每个你的儿女能够被圣灵充满，能够更明白你的话语。
So that all our brothers and sisters can be filled with the Holy Spirit and understand your will.
主，我们谢谢你。
We thank you, Lord.
我们祷告祈求，奉耶稣基督宝贵的名。
We pray in our Lord Jesus Christ's name.
Amen. 好，我们今天接着讲马可福音第三章。我们今天的信息是20章20节到35节。
Today we continue to preach the book of Mark, it's from chapter 3, verse 20 to 35.
那我们记得上一次呢，我们讲到耶稣和他的门徒呢，因为跟随的人太多，他们就退到了海边。
And last time we mentioned that because there's too much a crowd, so that Jesus and his disciples they retreated to the lake area.
那么他边走边行，他也边走边医治。
And during his walking to the lake area, he's healing other people.
那么也就很多人呢，为了得到耶稣的医治呢，想要都挤到耶稣的跟前来得到他的医治，来摸到他。
And many people they want to be healed by Jesus, so they come, they all crowded coming, come to him and trying to touch him.
那么主耶稣呢，也是要为了避免这种过度的拥挤呢，最后就上了一座山。
In order to avoid this crowd, that he went to a mountain.
那么他在那里节选了他的12使徒。
And on the mountainside, that he picked his.He has chosen his 12 disciples.
他要差遣他们出去传道，也赐给他们权柄赶鬼。
And he sent them to preach the gospel and gave them the ability to cast off demons.
那我们可以根据路加福音第六章，还有马太福音第五到七章。
And according to Luke.Chapter 6 and the book of Matthew chapter 5 to 7.
那么在耶稣基督呢接下来他的十二使徒之后，那么主耶稣就再次讲了登山宝训。
And after the Lord has chosen his 12 apostles, he gave preach on the mountain we call the Beatitudes.
那我们今天要讲的信息呢，就是主耶稣在讲完登山宝训之后所发生的事件之一。
And today's sermon content is after the Lord gave the Beatitudes.
那么在登山宝训中，主耶稣呢，他没有说亚伯拉罕的后裔有福了。
And in the Beatitudes, the Lord didn't say that offsprings of Abraham are blessed.
他也没有说以色列人有福了。
And he didn't say blessed are the Israelites.
他也没有说是守律法的人有福了。
He didn't say that blessed are those who obey the law.
他也没有说他自己的家人有福了。
He didn't say that blessed are my family.
他说虚心的人有福了。
And he said that blessed are the poor in spirit.
他说哀痛的人有福了。
Blessed are those who mourn.
他说温柔的人有福了。
Blessed are those who are meek.
饥渴慕义的人有福了。
Blessed are those who are thirst and hunger for the righteousness.
连续人的有福了。
Blessed are those who are merciful.
清心的人有福了。
Blessed are those who are pure in heart.
使人和睦的人有福了。
Blessed are those peacemakers.
为义受逼迫的人有福了。
Blessed are those who are persecuted because of the Kingdom of God.
也就是说，是否是属于天国的子民或者神的儿女，并不在于你是否是亚伯拉罕的后裔。
So that gave us the conclusion that if the one that if you're blessed or not is not because who you are, it's because you are if you're seeking God.
也不在于你是否守摩西的律法。
And not because you are obeying Moses' law.
也就是说，一个人是否属于神，不在于你的出身、能力或者是你的行为。
If you belong to God or not, not based on your status and if you your family or any other social status.
只在于他是否愿意卑微自己。
And only if you are willing to humble yourself.
愿意承认自己是个罪人。
And you are you want to confess you are a sinner.
愿意悔改，接受耶稣基督，承认他个人的救主和生命的主。
Whether you want to repent and accept Jesus Christ as your Savior and the Lord of your life.
让主耶稣来管理他的一生。
So that the Lord will guard all your life.
那么在今天的信息中呢，我们会看到。
And in today's sermon, we will learn.
那么通过主耶稣的家人和宗教领袖对他事工的态度和主耶稣对他们的回应。
And from the leaders of the religious leaders and Jesus' family, their reaction that we can learn.
我们会知道呢，不论是耶稣的家人还是宗教领袖，那么与他对立的，而且从来没有悔改的人。都不是他的儿女。
And if they always they oppose him and not repent from their sin, they are not God's family.
那么只有遵循神旨意的人才是神的儿女。
Only those who obey God's will, they are God's children.
让我们分为三点来看。
And we will illustrate this in three points.
那么第一节就是主耶稣的家人和宗教领袖反对他的事工，这是在20节到22节。
And from verse 20 to 22 is the first point that both Lord's family and the religious leaders they oppose his ministry.
那么第二节我们看主耶稣用比喻来驳斥他们的反对，这就是23节到30节。
And the second point is from verse 23 to 30, the Lord Jesus refuted their opposition in parables.
那么最后主耶稣宣告呢，遵循他旨意的才是神的儿女，就是31节到35节。
And the third point is verse 31 to 35. The Lord Jesus proclaims those who do the will of God are God's children.
我们先看第一节，主耶稣的家人和宗教领袖反对主耶稣他的事工，20节到22节。
First, let us take a look of the religious leaders and his families oppose him.
我们先看一下20节到21节。
Let us read verse 20 and 21.
这里说，耶稣进了一个屋子，众人又聚集，甚至他连饭也顾不住，也顾不得，什么都顾不得吃。耶稣的亲且亲见，就出来要拉住他，因为他们说他癫狂了。
Then Jesus entered a house, and again a crowd gathered, so that he and his disciples were not even able to eat. When his family heard about this,they went to take charge of him, for they said he is out of his mind.
我们知道福音书呢，它并不是严格按照事件的发生还有时间顺序写的。
We know that the four gospels is not strictly that written in the time and how the things that happened is not according to that order.
那么虽然呢，每本书的中心都是耶稣基督。
Even though the center of every book is about Jesus Christ.
但是呢，所记录的事件和顺序不尽相同。
But the things that recorded the timing and the how that happened is not in a chronological order.
比方说，根据马太福音呢，在主耶稣基督讲完登山宝训之后。
For example, in the Gospel of Matthew, after the Lord preached the Beatitude,
那么接下来记录的是两个神迹。
And then there's recorded two miracles.
也就是主耶稣医治了一个麻风病人，还有百夫长的仆人。
And the Lord healed lepers and also the servant of a centurion.
而在我们今天讲的马可福音中，那么在登山宝训之后呢，接下来记录的是他的家人和宗教领袖对主耶稣事工的极力的反对。
And in the book of Mark, after Jesus preached the Beatitudes, that it recorded that the religious leader and his family opposed Jesus.
那我们从第三章第七到九节我们知道。
And from chapter 3, verse 7 to 9, you know.
那么因为跟随他的人多，那么耶稣基督呢，就让他的门徒预备了一只小船。
Because there's so many people followed him, so he asked his disciples to prepare him a boat.
那么自称了以后呢，这里我们看到主耶稣呢下山之后呢进了一个屋子。
And after that, Jesus came out, came down from the mountain and he entered into a house.
那么他的家人和人群呢都有不同的反应。
And his family and the crowd all have different reactions.
那么很多很多的人呢也跟他到这里。
And many people followed him to this house.
以致他连饭也顾不得吃。
That he couldn't even find the time to eat.
而从经文中我们可以看到，他的家人当时此时呢，并不在人群之中。
And from the verse we just read, we know that his family members are not among the crowd.
而他们呢是听到这种情景才来的。
It's only after they heard about this, they came.
而他们来的目的是想抓住他，把他带回家里面去。
And the purpose they came because they want to take charge of him and take him home.
因为他们认为主耶稣基督癫狂了。
Because they think the Lord is out of his mind.
那么这表明呢，主耶稣基督的家人在此时是极力反对他的事工。
This tells us his family that opposed his ministry.
也不想让他的事工继续的这样发展下去。
It doesn't, they don't want him to continue his ministry.
其实这样的事呢，也发生在使徒保罗的身上发生过。
And this also happened to the Apostle Paul.
那么当保罗在巡抚菲斯都和亚基波王面前见证神在他身上的工作时。
And when Paul is giving a testimony to Festus in front of his defiance,
那么巡抚菲斯都呢也是这样来取笑保罗。
And Festus said also mocking Paul like this.
那么在使徒行传26:24这样讲到，那么保罗这样分述菲斯都，大声说，保罗你癫狂了吧，你的学问太大，反叫你癫狂了。
And it's recorded in the book of Acts chapter 26:24.At this point, Festus interrupted Paul's defense. You are out of your mind, Paul, he shouted. Your great learning is driving you crazy.
其实这也会发生在我们在座的每个弟兄姊妹的身上。
And this sometimes happens to our brothers and sisters too.
如果我们是一个真正悔改归向神的基督徒。
If we are truly a Christian that turns,God.
那么愿意凡事听从圣经的教导而行事为人。
And we want to do according to what God has taught us and obey Him in every way.
那么我们身边的亲戚朋友或者是家人一定会不理解。
And sometimes the family members or friends around us they do not understand.
而且会说我们不正常。
And they will say that we are crazy.
而且会取笑我们。
And even more mocking us.
会认为我们的头脑可能是出了一些问题。
Sometimes they probably think that we are out of our mind.
他们往往会说。
They often say.
某某某人也说他们是信耶稣的。
And some other people claim they are believers too.
但他们并没有像你们这样。
But they are not like you.
他们只是偶尔去教会。
They just occasionally go to church.
他们平时和我们没有两样。
And they do not have any difference among other people.
弟兄姐妹们，我们如果是实在的需要，我们实在需要来到我们的主的面前，常常来检讨自己。
brothers and sisters, we truly need to come before the Lord and examine ourselves.
让我们真的不要入了迷惑。
And we so that we will not be deceived.
让我们靠在耶稣基督的恩典，看看我们现在到底是在哪种光景之下。
And by the grace of our God, so that we will find out what is our status.
求他的光照和他的怜悯。
We ask His light shine through us, so His mercy on us.
那么这里我们首先看到主耶稣基督的家人，那么对他事工的反对。
And here we can learn that the Lord's family that opposed His ministry.
这里我们再来看看当时的宗教领袖对耶稣事工的态度。
So how about the religious leader? What is their attitude?
我们看一下第二十二节。
From verse 22.
从耶路撒冷下来的文士说，他是地，他是被别西卜附着，又说他是靠着鬼王赶鬼。
And the teachers of the law who came down from Jerusalem and said he is possessed by Beelzebub, by the prince of demons, he is driving out demons.
那么这里我们看到有文士从耶路撒冷来。
Here we know that there's the teachers of the law that came from Jerusalem.
就是我们的中文圣经呢，没有把这个复数呢特别翻译出来。
The Chinese translation didn't translate out the plural.
所以它并不是一个文士，更准确的说，应该是几个文士从耶路撒冷来到主耶稣所在的地方。
Not only one teacher of the law, but many of them.
那么耶路撒冷呢，在当时呢，也是犹太教的中心。
And Jerusalem at that time is the center of the religion's belief.
而这些文士呢，又是这些犹太教的领袖。
And also those scribes, the teachers, they are the leaders of the Judaism.
其实他们来这里呢，并不是想窥探或者调查耶稣在做什么。
They came here not trying to seek and to find out what is Jesus doing.
因为主耶稣设计一切都是公开的。
Because the Lord did all this publicly.
他们也都亲眼见过，亲耳听过。
And they all see themselves and also heard all the messages.
那么他们来了，其实要向人们宣告这些犹太法庭做出的一项裁定。
They came here just trying to proclaim their decision.Regarding Jesus' teaching.
那么他们否认耶稣基督是神，是他们盼望的弥赛亚。
They denied that Jesus Christ is God and is the Messiah that came to them.
反而他们指控耶稣是被鬼所附。
On the opposite, they are accusing Jesus is possessed by the evil.
说他靠鬼王来赶鬼。
So he is chasing out the demons by the prince of.
所以呢，这里的第一项指控是说，耶稣是被别西卜所附。
So the first accusation is he is possessed by Beelzebub.
那别西卜呢，在当时呢是指一切污鬼的王。
And this name is that gave us the meaning that it's the king of all the evil spirits.
也就是魔鬼撒旦。
And it is the devil.Satan.
那么他的第二项指控是说，主耶稣基督能从人身上赶出污鬼。
And the second accusation is Jesus can cast out the demons from a person.
是附在他身上的鬼王，也就是魔鬼的作为。
The reason is that because the demons obsessed him, so he has that ability.
这也就告诉我们，这些宗教领袖他们承认主耶稣所行的一切神迹奇事。
And this tells us that the religious leaders they acknowledge that Jesus did miracles.
但是呢，把他们归给了行他，但是把他们跟邪术跟这些巫术呢归于同类。
But they categorize the Lord's miracle to belong to those evil spirits did all the miracles.
他们并不认为这是神的大能。
They do not acknowledge this is the mighty power of God.
反而认为这一切都是魔鬼所为。
On the other hand, they think this is all.Done by the devil.
下面我们一起看主耶稣对他们的回应。
Let us take a look how Jesus responds to their.
这就是第二节二十节到二十三节到三十节。
And it's from chapter 23 to 24.
我们先看一下第二十三节到二十七节。
23 to 27.
耶稣叫他们来，用比喻对他们说：“撒旦怎能赶出撒旦呢？有一国自相纷争，那国就站立不住；有一家自相纷争，那家就站立不住。若撒旦自相攻打纷争，他就站立不住，必要灭亡。”
So Jesus called them and spoke to them in parables. How can Satan drive out Satan? If a kingdom is divided against itself, that kingdom cannot stand. If a house is divided against itself, that house cannot stand. And if Satan opposes himself and is divided, he cannot stand. His end has come.
那么在二十三节，主耶稣首先用一个反问句来回应文士的指控。
And in verse 23, Jesus answered their questions with a question.
那么他说撒旦怎能赶出撒旦呢？
How could Satan drive out Satan?
他是在告诉他们撒旦是污秽的首领。
He's telling them that Satan is the head of all evil spirits.
他不会把污秽从他所负责任的身上赶出来。
He will not cast out the evil spirit out of the person.
那么接下来在24到25节，主耶稣用两个非常简短的比喻，说明了文士对他指控的荒谬。
And from verse 25-26, Jesus used a parable to describe how unlogical their thinking was.
那么他首先是用国家来打比方。
First, he used a nation as ato illustrate this.
他说如果一个国家内部有征战，
So if a nation that's divided among themselves,
那么这个国家一定不会稳定，
And the nation cannot sustain,
甚至会很快的灭亡，
And will be destroyed.
那么很明显的例子在旧约中就是以色列国的分裂与灭亡。
And the example that is the country of Israel, they are divided andbe destroyed.
那么从大卫王统一以色列国到所罗门王。
From King David to establish the country to his son Solomon.
那么国家都是富强稳定。
And the country is in is rich, prosperous, and stabilized.
那么从所罗门死后呢，由于内部的征战。
But after Solomon died because of their division among the nation itself.
那么国家呢就分为了南北国。
And the country is divided to north and south.
而南北国呢最后被亚述跟巴比伦灭亡。
And both north and the south are destroyed by Syria and Babylon.
那么主耶稣在这里又用家庭作为例子。
And the Lord Jesus also used a family to illustrate this.
他说如果一个家庭不和，自相纷争。
If a family is divided against itself.
那么他说这个家庭也必然会破裂。
And the family cannot stand.
那么大卫的家庭和所罗门的家庭都是由于内部纷争而分裂的。
And the family of the King David and Solomon is also because they're divided among themselves. They are destroyed.
其实这些我们也可以从我们现在所处的时代看出。
And from this, the time that we live now, we can also see this point.
那么多少家庭都是由于夫妻不和而瓦解。
How many families they are divided, destroyed because of the husband and the wife they are separated.
那么在第二十六节，主耶稣最后把撒旦和那些跟随他的污鬼，那么邪灵都也比作一个王国。
And verse 26, Jesus put Satan and his followers, evil spirits, together as a king.
那么他告诉文士，他们的指控是荒谬的。
And he told the teachers that all their accusations are absurd.
因为呢，如果他是靠撒旦把污秽从人上赶出去，
If he cast out the demons because of by Satan.
那么就等于撒旦的王，撒旦的王国在内部已经产生了自相纷争。
That tells us that there's a division among Satan's kingdom.
也就是说，撒旦自相攻打撒旦。
That Satan is attacking himself.
那么撒旦的王国呢，必然会自行灭亡。
And Satan's kingdom will be destroyed.
那在创世纪三章十五节，神已经宣告。
But in the Genesis chapter 3 verse 15, God also claimed.
他说女人要伤你的头，你要伤她的脚。那么这就告诉了撒旦最后必定要被神所灭亡。
And it's here that God said that the woman, the seed of the woman will hurt your foot and the seed of the woman will crush your head, but you will be stricken by his heel.
那么主耶稣呢，在这里是要让这些宗教领袖知道。
The Jesus is wants to tell his these religious leaders.
他的赶鬼并非撒旦王国的自我毁灭。
And his casting out the demons is not the kingdom of Satan is attacking themselves.
而撒旦王国最终要被来自外界的比他更强大的一位来毁灭。
The kingdom of Satan will be destroyed by the outside power, the much more powerful kingdom will destroy the Satan's power kingdom.
那么这也是二十七节是这里所讲的。
And this is recording in verse 27.
我们看二十七节，没有人能进壮士家里抢夺他的家具，必须恐惧那壮士才可以抢夺他的家。
No one can enter a strong man's house and carry off his possessions unless he first ties up the strong man.
那么如果我们把二十三节到二十六节看作是主耶稣基督驳斥文士关于他靠鬼王赶鬼的谬论。
If we take verse 23 to 26 as the reputation for, of Jesus that refute the Satan that he cast out the demons because of Satan's power.
那么这二十七节呢，是主耶稣基督在解释他能赶出鬼的真正的原因。
And verse 27 gave us the fact that why Jesus can cast out the demons.
主耶稣是在说他并不是靠鬼王撒旦来赶鬼。
He is not dependent on Satan's power to cast out those demons.
那么他能赶出恶鬼是因为他比撒旦更强大。
Why he can cast out the demon? Because he is much more powerful than Satan.
他来的目的就是要释放被撒旦所笼获的。
And the reason he came to earth that because he want to release those who are bounded by Satan.
他来的目的就是要抢夺撒旦的笼物。
And he want toRob those that who are controlled by Satan.
那么撒旦的王国不会从内部自行灭亡。
And Satan's kingdom will not be destroyed by himself.
他要被从来自外界的力量完全摧毁。
It is the external power that will destroy Satan's kingdom.
然而这里我们必须要明白。
Here we need to understand.
主耶稣被钉十字架，并不是因为他比撒旦软弱。
The Lord Jesus was nailed on the cross because, not because he is weaker than Satan.
那是因为这是父神交托他的神圣使命。
It's because this is the Father's will and for his mission.
也是为了通过他上十字架复活升天更彰显神的大能。
Through his death on the cross that will demonstrate the power of our Father.
那马可福音四十五十章四十五节告诉我们，他说：“因为人子来，并不是要受人的服侍，乃是要服侍人，并且要舍命做多人的赎价。”
And in the book of Mark, that chapter
ten,
verse 44.
Five.
Verse 45, for even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many.
其实呢，主耶稣多次告诉人们，神的国已经到了。
And the Lord Jesus preached and taught many times that the kingdom is near.
但是这些宗教领袖就是心里刚硬。
But those religious leaders, they hardened their hearts.
虽然他们亲眼目睹过主耶稣赶鬼和行各样神迹奇事。
Even though they personally saw that Jesus has this power.Cast out demons and the miracle power of healing.
他们不但不信神国的到来。
Not only they do not believe the kingdom of God is near.
他把主耶稣赶鬼的能力归在了撒旦的身上。
But they gave the credibility of Jesus casting out the demons to Satan.
那么而主耶稣能够赶鬼，其实也正是神国到来的明证。
And the reason that Jesus cast out the demons that demonstrated that kingdom of God is coming.
也是撒旦王国毁灭的开始。
And it's also the beginning of Satan's kingdom is being destroyed.
我们可以去看路加福音十一章二十节。
Let us look at the book of Luke.
那么主耶稣是在告诉说，我若靠着神的能力赶鬼，这就是神的国临到你们了。
Luke chapter 11 verse 20. But if I drive out demons by the finger of God, then the kingdom of God has come to you.
那么这里呢，主耶稣不但驳斥了文士对他的污蔑。
Not only here that Jesus refuted their oppositions from the teachers of the law.
他也明确告诉他们。
And he tells them clearly.
他们的罪是永不得赦免的。
Their sin will not be forgiven.
我们看一下28节到30节。
Let's take a look of verse 28 to 30.
我实在告诉你们，世人一切的罪和一切亵渎的话都可得赦免，凡亵渎圣灵的却永不得赦免，乃要担当永远的罪。这话是因为他们说他是被污鬼附着的。
I tell you the truth.All the sins and the blasphemies of man will be forgiven them, but whoever blasphemes against the Holy Spirit will never be forgiven. He is guilty of an eternal sin. He said this because they were saying he has an evil spirit.
那么这里呢，主耶稣为了强调他所讲的非常的重要而且肯定。
Here, in order to emphasize what he has taught is important.
那么他说，我实实在在的告诉你们。
And he said, truly I tell you.
那么主耶稣明确指出。
The Lord gave us a very clear demonstration here.
世人一切的罪和亵渎的话。
And all the blasphemies from people.
只要他们认罪悔改。
If they confess their sin and repent.
都可得神的赦免。
They will be forgiven by God.
唯独亵渎圣灵的永不得赦免。
But only those that who blasphemes against the Holy Spirit will never be forgiven.
那么这里所说的一切的罪，主要是指人与人之间所犯的罪行。
And the sin mentioned here is mostly is between the sins among people.
那么犯罪的对象呢，直接是人。
And it's mostly sin against the people.
而亵渎的话呢，是指那些直接冒犯神的言行。
And those blaspheming things that is mostly towards God.
我们知道三位一体的神有三个位格。
We know that the Trinity God has three persons.
那么圣父、圣子、圣灵。
God the Father, God the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
也就是说，只要即使你冒犯了圣父或者圣子的言行。
And if the sins against the Father and the Son.
那么只要你悔改，神也必会赦免。
If you confess and repent, God will forgive you.
然而，如果你的言行是在冒犯圣灵，
But if your blasphemy is against the Holy Spirit,
这样的罪永不得赦免。
And those things will never be forgiven.
也就是说，对这样的罪，神永远不给悔改的机会。
And for those kind of things, God will not give the chance to repent.
犯这样罪的人要永远承担罪的后果。
And those who sin will take the consequences of their sin.
那么最明显的事例就是文士把圣灵在主耶稣身上的工作当作是撒旦的作为。
The most example is that those teachers that they gave they say that Jesus is casting out the demons by the power of demons.
直接把圣灵污蔑为邪灵。
And they accuse that Holy Spirit is evil spirit.
这是对圣灵的直接冒犯。
This is blaspheme against the Holy Spirit.
也就是说，他亵渎了圣灵。
And they are blaspheming the Holy Spirit.
那么这里二十三节到三十节是主耶稣对文士的回应。
And from verse 23 to 27 is the answer to the law, the teacher of the law.
那么下面我们看一下主耶稣基督对他家人的回应。
Next, let's take a look of the response that Jesus gave to his family.
这就是31节到35节。
It's from 31 to 35.
我们一起看一下这几段经文。当下，耶稣的母亲和弟兄来站在外边，打发人去叫他。有许多人在耶稣周围坐着，他们就告诉他说：“看哪，你的母亲和你弟兄在外边找你。”耶稣回答说：“谁是我的母亲？谁是我的弟兄？”就四面观看那周围坐着的人，说：“看哪，我的母亲，我的弟兄。凡遵行神旨意的人，就是我的弟兄姐妹和母亲了。”
Then Jesus' mother and the brothers arrived, standing outside. They sent someone in to call him. A crowd was sitting around him, and they told him, "Your mother and brothers are outside looking for you." "Who are my mother and my brothers?" he asked. Then he looked at those seated in the circle around him and said, "Here are my mother and my brothers. Whoever does God's will is my brother and sister and mother."
那么其实从今天信息的开始我们就知道。
And from the beginning of today's sermon, we should know.
那么主耶稣的家人听说他所行的事，以为他癫狂了。
And the family of the Lord, after they know what they, he's doing, they think that he is out of his mind.
所以呢，他们想来到这里，把主耶稣带回家去。
And they want to come and take him home.
然后因为屋里屋外都挤满了人。
But because there's a crowd in the house and outside the house.
那么他们根本靠近不了主耶稣基督的身旁。
They couldn't even get near to him.
所以他们只好等在外边。
So they have to wait outside.
那么从经文中我们知道，现在他们是想通过往里面传话的方式来让耶稣知道。
From the scripture we just read, they trying to send a message to him. He will know they are here.
他的母亲和他的弟兄呢，在外面找他。
The mothers and brothers they are outside waiting for him.
当主耶稣听说他的母亲和弟兄在外面找他。
When Jesus heard about this,
他并没有立即出去。
He didn't come outside.
而是对传话的人说。
And he's telling those messengers.
谁是我的母亲？谁是我的弟兄？
Who is my mother and who are my brothers?
那么随后又对他周围的人说。
And then he said to the people around him.
看哪，我的母亲，我的弟兄，凡遵行神旨意的人，就是我的弟兄姐妹和母亲了。
Look, here are my mother and my brothers. Whoever does God's will is my brother, sister, and mother.
那么主耶稣在这里所说的话，表面上看去似乎有点对他在地上这些亲人的不忠。
From the top that we seem to feel that Jesus is not respecting his family members.
但他这样讲并不是否认他与世上这些家人的关系。
He's not trying to deny his relationship with his family.
他乃是特别的强调他自己的真实身份和他神圣的使命。
He is trying to emphasize who he truly is and his mission.
而且这也不止第一次他这样讲，根据圣经的记载。
And not only he said this once according to the Bible.
那么主耶稣基督12岁的时候。
When the Lord Jesus was only 12 years old,
那么他和他的父母亲呢，去耶路撒冷过逾越节。
And he and his family went to Jerusalem to celebrate the Passover.
那么回来的时候呢，他的父母就找不到耶稣。
When they came on the way home, they couldn't find Jesus.
最后他们在圣殿找到他。
And finally, they found him in the temple.
当他的母亲表达他自己对耶稣的担心时。
When the mother is trying to tell Jesus how worried she is.
主耶稣基督是在路加福音二章四十九节这样回答他的母亲。
In the book of Luke, chapter 2, verse 49, Jesus answered his mother.
他说，为什么找我呢？岂不知我应当以我父的事为念吗？
Why were you searching for me? He asked. Didn't you know I had to be in my father's house?
那么这里也是一样，主耶稣要让人们知道。
And here is also the same point.
那么他与天父和神儿女的关系，比他与世上的母亲跟这些兄弟姐妹的关系更为亲密。
He and his brother's sister's relationship is much more important than he and his family's relationship.
因为他本就是从神那里来。
Because he came from God.
他是神的儿子。
He is the son of God.
他这样做并不是对他地上家庭的反叛。
He is not rebellious against his family.
而是表示他做事情的优先次序。
It's telling us the priority he has in his ministry.
他是在遵循父神的旨意，他总是把遵循父神的旨意放在他与地上家庭关系之上。
He is obeying his father's will. He always put his father's will prior to other duties.
那么他在这里呢，是想告诉人们，凡完成天父的交托，那么比他体谅他地上家人的情感更为优先。
He's telling us.It is more important that he does God's will instead of consider the feelings of his own family.
那么这里也提醒我们。
And here also remind us.
我们作为基督徒。
As a Christian.
我们行事为人有没有优先次序？
Do we have a priority in our daily life?
当我们决定是否要做一件事时。
When we decide we want to do certain things,
是把神的原则放到首位，还是把自我的意愿放到首位呢？
Are we putting God's principle in front of our own will?
那么主耶稣也明确地宣告。
And Jesus also proclaimed here,
那些信他而遵行神旨意的人，才是他的弟兄和母亲。
Whoever does God's will is his brother, sister, and mother.
他是在告诉人们。
He's telling people.
在地上，人与人之间的关系有远有近。
And on earth, people's relationship among each other, some are far, some are close.
那么比如说父母与儿女的关系，那么就要比兄弟姐妹之间的关系更近。
Parents and children's relationship is closer.Than the brothers and sister relationship.
然而在神的家
But in God's house,
我们都与基督联合
We all unite union with Jesus.
以及不受任何世上不受任何地上关系的人的影响
And we're not affected by the earthly relationship.
我们一同成为神的儿女
We all become God's children.
那我们从今天的信息中我们一起看到主耶稣基督呢在面对家人以及宗教领袖的反对下
And from today's sermon that we learned when Jesus faced the opposition from his family and also the religious leaders
那么我们也看到了主耶稣基督对他们的回应
And we also learned how Jesus responded to their opposition
那么他在对文士的回应中
From the responseTowards the teachers of the law.
他用几个非常简单明了的比喻。
He uses parables to illustrate his point.
那么驳斥了他们对他的荒谬指责。
And refuted them that their accusation is absurd.
因为他们说他是靠鬼王魔鬼撒旦赶鬼。
Because they claim that he is cast out demons rely on the power of the devil.
把圣灵的工作等同于邪灵的工作。
They counted that the work of the Holy Spirit as the work of the evil spirit.
公然亵渎圣灵。
This is a blasphemy against the Holy Spirit.
那么主要是要让他们知道。
And Jesus wants them to know.
他能把污鬼从人身上赶出去。
The reason that he can cast out the evil spirit.
是因为他比魔鬼和他的王国更强大。
Because he is much more powerful than the kingdom of the devil.
他来就是要把魔鬼被魔鬼掳获的人从魔鬼手中夺回来。
The reason he came is because he wants to release those that who are under the power of the devil.
使他们得自由归向神。
Give them freedom so they can return to God.
他也特别的指出。
And he also emphasized.
只要认罪悔改。
If one confess their sin and repent.
所有的罪都可得赦免。
All sins can be forgiven.
唯独亵渎圣灵的罪是不可饶恕的。
Except the sin that the blaspheme against the Holy Spirit.
要承担永远的后果。
And the one who commits that sin will suffer eternal punishment.
在他对家人的回应中。
And during his response to his family.
主耶稣表明了他做事的优先次序。
He tells us that his priority doing the ministry.
遵循神的旨意在一切之上。
And obeying God's will is above all.
他也明确指出。
And he also clearly tells us.
遵循神旨意的人才是神的儿女。
Only those who obey God's will is God's children.
弟兄姐妹朋友们。
Brothers, sisters, and friends.
我们都是罪人。
We are all sinners.
那么也许有的人以为自己或者他人所犯的某些为自己或他人所犯的某些罪而担心。
Maybe one worried about their own sin or the others.
那么不知道神会不会赦免。
They wonder if God will forgive their sin.
让我们来看看使徒保罗。
Let us take a look of Apostle Paul.
他过去苦害基督的门徒。
And he was persecuting, seriously persecuting the God's children.
后来成为主的使徒。
And later on, he became the apostle.
让我们看看那些迫害基督的人。
And also those who persecuted our Lord Jesus himself.
那么主耶稣基督在十字架上还为他们求父神的赦免。
And the Lord Jesus, while he was on the cross, he even asked the Father to forgive those.
也让我们看看基督他们在地上的家人。
And let us take a look of the family members of our Lord.
虽然他们当时反对耶稣基督他的事工。
Even though at the beginning they opposed Jesus' ministry.
但是他们后来有的成为了主的门徒。
But later, in their life, they became the disciples of the Lord.
请让我们记住。
So let us remember.
主不看我们的过去如何。
The Lord is not looking at our past.
因为我们都是在一个起点。
Because we are all on the same starting point.
我们都曾经是瞎眼的罪人。
We are all sinners that are blinded.
要知道主耶稣他只看我们的现在。
But the Lord is only looking at now.
看我们是否愿意俯伏在他的面前。
And if we want, we can humbly come before him.
承认我们的罪。
Confess our sin,
求他的饶恕
and ask his forgiveness,
让他成为我们个人的救主和我们生命的主
so that we can become his children, he will be our savior and the Lord.
靠着他的恩典遵行父神的旨意
and by his grace that we can obey God's will,
让他管理我们的一生
so that he can govern our life.
让我们祷告
Let us pray.
亲爱的父神，我们感谢你赐给我们你的圣经。
Our Father, we thank you for giving us your word.
让我们从中能够知道主你在世上所行的一切。
Through the Bible that we can know the Lord Jesus, what the Lord Jesus has done on earth.
主，我们谢谢你在十字架上为我们所成就的一切。
Lord, we thank you what you have accomplished for us on the cross.
谢谢你把我们从魔鬼撒旦的手中救出来。
thank you. You have released us from the power of the devil.
让我们能够得自由，能够成为主你的儿女。
So that we can have freedom and become your children.
主，就求主你继续带领你的儿女。
Lord, please continue to lead us.
让我们能够在世并且度日。
So that we can live on earth, live godly life on earth.
一起建立你的教会。
We can build up your church together.
来荣耀你主你自己的名。
So to glorify your name.
我们这样同心合一祷告，是奉耶稣基督的名。
We pray in unison in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.